Welcome to the 315. On this episode, we take an audio tour of a new performing arts space that promises to bring more energy to a revitalized downtown Syracuse. Good day. I'm Joe Lee.
And I'm Kevin Kloss. And on this new podcast, we're taking a look at what's new and happening right here in the 315.
Kev.
Yes.
Are you familiar with the Red House Art Center?
I am, but I haven't been in quite a while.
So you haven't seen the new space?
No, I didn't even know it was open to the public yet.
Nope, not open to the public quite yet, but you're in luck because I'm going to take you on an audio tour of their brand new facility.
All right, sounds good.
Good morning. I'm Samara Hanna. I'm the executive director of Red House Art Center.
So I toured the space with Samara, as you can hear. She was kind enough to take me in there with the all the construction going on. I'm wearing a construction hat and walking around large cranes and getting my way around. But it's going to be a great space, and I hope that folks are going to enjoy this audio tour.
Okay, but before we get to the tour, can you just give me a little history on the Red House?
Sure. The Red House Arts Center, as it is today, was founded in 2004. Still a pretty young nonprofit arts organization in the community, really focused on theater programming and theater-based education programs that have caught on, and we've grown pretty quickly. Our existing space is about 12,000 square feet. You can imagine that it gets a little bit tight in there to do everything we need to do. So we're all kind of packed in there like sardines, which we don't really mind, but it's really the lack of efficiency and then the limitations we have on bringing audience into the space.
And who founded the Red House?
Yeah, so there was a team of really passionate theater people who were among the founding groups of Red House, most notably Scott Allen and Laura Austin, were front and center and have remained involved since day one of this space and currently remain involved today.
So they're taking over a building in downtown Syracuse that, you know, let's be honest, was becoming a bit of an eyesore down on South Salina Street.
So the building that we're in now was the old Sibley's department store building. It's been vacant for quite a long time. Actually, we've done a lot of research on this space, and prior to this building, there were some theater buildings here in this particular space, which were torn down in the 60s, and then the Sibley's department store was put into place. So when they closed, it's had some life in and out. It's been a call center and just kind of a big box office space, but it's really been quiet and shut down for quite a long time now. So we're really excited to be coming back here and breathing new life into this space.
And this new space will become what is to be known as City Center. It's a mix of office and retail space. You ready to get started?
Joe, I was born ready.
We're standing in the vestibule, so this space right here will eventually become the main entrance for Red House. Right now, it is almost done, but it's part of the phase two. It won't be opened up because the courtyard's not available yet. So this building is being redeveloped in two phases. Phase one is Red House as the initial anchor tenant and two levels of the parking garage that's attached to the building. And then phase two is where they'll make the outside of the building beautiful and do the other tenant custom build-outs as well. That includes making that huge courtyard cut out into the building and really just opening it up so that we've got some natural light coming in through this vestibule area, and then it kind of leaks through the glass doors into the box office as well. So here we're standing in our main lobby area. You can see a lot of the architectural elements in here. Circles and round shapes were really important to the design of this space. So this space is large enough to handle the audience before a show, during intermission. It's also designed to be a performance space on its own.
Oh, wow.
So you'll see up here above this soffit, the wall that wasn't tiled is going to be a projection space. So we can bring in elements through the visual experience. We can also plug in microphones. We'll have speakers in here, theater lighting. So whether we use the theater lighting to do something that's production-based or really just use the lighting to decorate this space, it's meant to be somewhere that is just kind of a wow space, and it's so far that's pretty much the reaction when people come in here.
It's a beautiful space with mixed materials. I do love the round lobby. with high exposed ceilings, red trim, glass blocks. It's a very contemporary look. Lots of red trim, red walls, grays and blues throughout the entire space.
Yeah, so this is our smaller performance theater. It's actually kind of the mid-size because the other one is more a black box. But this is a space that seats about 100 to 120. It's as comparable to what Red House has now in terms of its stage area. It's still a little bit bigger. A lot of the size is not only based on adding a few more seats in here, but really to make this space reconfigurable. So, you know, you're looking around here and you're kind of seeing a nearly finished product. They're putting in some of the fine details, but you'll notice that there's no seats in place, there's no formal stage area, and that's really done intentionally. It allows this space to be whatever it is that we need it to be. 90% of the time, of course, we'll set it up traditionally, but really to be able to take everything out and have a dance type event or some sort of conference where people have to walk around and look at, you know, go through tabletop type activities. But this space is really important to us because I think it's the strongest transition piece that we have in terms of continuity from a space point of view for our performances. So you see the walls have the soundproofing panels on there. We're standing on a sprung floor, which really lends itself to protecting the knees and hips of our actors and dancers. It's also got an acoustical quality. You'll notice when we go into the larger theater that we did not install one of these floors just to give that space a little more transformability. But you'll notice that the acoustics are a little bit different in there. That was part of it, is really to make the programming the focus point. So the beauty in the space that we saw in the lobby area is really, as I said, it's a work of art. This is our largest space. This is the space that we kept talking about, the early phases of construction and the prep work that had to be done in order to get to the major construction phase. You'll notice up on that side towards Clinton Street that we actually raised the ceiling height to allow for fly rigging in the theater area. But again, it doesn't have to be that as the stage area. This is another space that's completely flexible and transformable. We do have the pipe and grid up in the ceiling. We've got the acoustical panels in here. We did retain the concrete floor in here. We had it cleaned and patched and buffed and polished. And that just allows us, again, that layer of flexibility. Most of the time, about three quarters of this will be covered with seats or tables and chairs, our riser system that we're putting in place for the seating. And then we'll build platforms to make a stage as needed. But we've already got a wedding booked in here. This space is getting the most attention, I think, from a rental opportunity perspective. It's really been a little bit overwhelming to have so much interest in renting this space, but it's also telling that the community is looking for a space about this size. And, you know, we talk about this seating between 300 and 400 people. That was really the impetus to this entire space.
Now, I imagine some excitement is building as we get closer to this opening.
Absolutely. Here's how marketing director Sue McKenna described it.
Oh, absolutely. I think there's a lot of excitement for people to come into the new space, and I know they're going to be thrilled when they see it. It's absolutely beautiful, and it's going to allow us to put on some really great productions.
And it's more than just a space for theater patrons to enjoy. It will truly be a multi-use facility.
Absolutely. So I think from a rental perspective, we're getting, you know, kind of three different types of interest. We're getting the community groups and the arts groups. We have a lot of the different arts companies locally asking us if they can come in and see this. You know, not only having this space that accommodates that kind of sweet spot of 300 to 400 people, but we've got an oversized scene shop. We've got dedicated equity standard dressing rooms. We've got a green room. You know, the behind-the-scenes sort of infrastructure that we all struggle with just because we don't have space to build it is something that this space offers. So, you know, talking to the famous artist people and the different groups, so not only for local producing groups but also local presenting groups. And then we've got the business companies that are looking at us and saying, you know, when we host a larger thing, you know, we don't necessarily need to build a training room for our four times a year. This is a training room facility for them as well. The first show in here is on Golden Pond. So we decided to start with something that really was a tribute to the past and to the future of Red House. It's just one of those heartfelt plays, and it's just rich in family and compassion.
And you know what? Fred Grandy is starring in On Golden Pond.
You know, that's really exciting, but who is Fred Grandy?
Who is Fred Grandy?
Yeah.
Seriously? He's Gopher from The Love Boat.
Okay, now what is The Love Boat?
How old are you?
30?
Yeah, okay. Love Boat. Look it up. There are past episodes, but Fred Grandy, his daughter, are going to be in this play.
And you have a pretty notable lead actor in Fred Grandy.
Yeah.
Would you have been able to get him or someone like him if this were being produced in the old space?
No, unfortunately, no. You know, and that's another thing that the space lends itself to is the caliber of out-of-town star power that we're bringing into Syracuse. So we had Mayor Walsh in here last week, and, you know, we told him that we're looking at our budgets for next year. We do 1,600 bedroom nights a year with out-of-town guests, and that does not include our audience members. So, you know, having that volume of economic impact and, you know, the star power and all of that, the current space just doesn't allow us. We don't have the dressing room space. We just don't have the audience capacity in there. So this is really a way for us to launch forward and show everyone that, you know, we are here. This place has come to life. You know, it's going to be a little bit underground until we skin the building outside, but we're going to hang some signage out there and just get everybody knowing that we are open for business, and we really want people to start coming in here and just trying it. If you've never been to live theater, come and try it.
As you can imagine, it's a big year for the Red House, and it's a big and bold step into the future for them. And I asked Samara what her idea of year one success looks like, and here's what she had to say.
You know, first year success is very interesting because I'm trying to, like, keep myself grounded and, you know, realize that getting the space open is, it's just been a huge feat, and we are all getting ready to celebrate and excited to do that. But I think just, you know, translating our current audience into this space and then having some growth. You know, our hope is that with stars like Fred Grandy, his daughter Mariah, who's a Broadway star, and Jan Ratcliffe, who also does television and movie, along with some notable Red House actors, John Bixler and Justin Dunn, who's an area teenager, getting new people to come and try this. You know, I think if we experience 10 or 20% audience growth, for me, that would be incredible. Of course, I would love to see us double and triple, but I also know that it's getting people comfortable with accessibility and knowing that we're here. You know, we're going from 12,000 square feet to 40,000 square feet. It's a big step. It's a big step for Red House. It's a big step for our family. It's a big step for the community. And it's excitement that's attached to the nervousness. But, you know, to not be anxious and to be making a move like this would be, you know, untrue.
Who's your favorite board member?
Joe Lee is my favorite board member. I'll tell you, Joe is the guy that I call when nobody else can give me the advice that I need. So thank you for that.
Hold the phone. You're on the board?
Yeah, I'm on the board, and in the interest of full disclosure, but I do think this is an important event that people should know about. It's going to be huge in the redevelopment of and the revitalization of downtown Syracuse, and people should know about this and be excited about it. The space fills an important gap in facilities, and it kind of hits that Goldilocks zone between the Landmark Theater, which, you know, for some events was too large, and the old Red House space, which for some events was too small.
The new space at City Center will offer more mixed-use space, additional downtown parking, which, you know, we all know we need, and an enhanced theater experience.
And, you know, you can hear with Samara and Sue, they're really excited for the opportunity this new updated space will provide, and not just for their own productions, but also for outside events and the community in general.
Yeah, you know, the whole staff is excited to be in a new space. It really affords an opportunity to bring in some larger acts, some bigger plays that they normally wouldn't be able to host, and really adds to the caliber of downtown art and culture. So we're all looking forward to having this in our community.
Get your first taste of the new Red House Theater this month by checking out On Golden Pond, which runs March 8th through the 18th. Thanks for listening to the 315. Music on today's episode came to us from Poddington Bear. Find more of their work at poddingtonbear.com. For photos of Joe's tour of the nearly finished Red House, visit the Facebook page at the 315. And be sure to like the page for future episodes and updates. Or sign up for automatic downloads from Apple Podcasts. I'm Kevin Kloss.
And I'm Joe Lee. And that's what's happening in the 315.